This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We've been studying for several days the question, does God mean what he says? Thus far, we've spent our time in the Old Testament making clear of the principle that when God spoke to men in olden times, both by way of warning and by way of giving promise, he always meant what he said. God never lies. He always tells the truth. And therefore, when God warns us about something, we can be sure that it will happen just that way. When God warns that a person will spend eternity in hell if he lives in a certain way, if he refuses to do a certain thing, or if he does what is not authorized and thus and so, then we know that God will be faithful to that warning. We also can be thankful that God is faithful to his promise. Whatever he promises us by way of good things, by way of remission of our sins, of our becoming children of God, of our spending eternity with him in heaven, we can be certain that he will be faithful to it. He means just what he says. Let's look at this in some detail. I want to point out, first of all, that God means what he says in the matter of becoming a Christian. I do not have the right today to simply invent a plan of salvation. I do not have the right today to come on this radio station and tell you that if you'll just be a good sort of a person, that God will save you, that if you'll be a good moral person, treat your wife or your husband right, and visit your neighbor when he's sick and help the poor, that you'll go to heaven. All of those things are necessary, but they are not sufficient. The Bible makes clear a certain definite plan of salvation, and he warns that those who do not obey it cannot be saved. One cannot be saved if he is not a believer in God. God warns about this in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Notice plainly the language. It is impossible to please God without faith. You must believe in God if you are to be saved. Further, Jesus said, as recorded in John chapter 8 and verse 24, except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Now, no language could be any plainer than that. Here is Jesus giving a warning. You will die in your sins, just as he had warned that you cannot please God unless you believe in God. Here Jesus warns that you will die in your sins, and the wages of sin is death, remember, Romans 6 verse 23, if you do not believe in him as the Son of God. And so here are warnings, and since God does not lie, we can be certain that every person who does not believe in God and who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will be lost. You've got to hear the Word of God and believe in it. You've got to trust in Jesus Christ with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength as the Son of God, whose blood, by the grace of God, has the power to save the sinner. But one must also recognize the warning concerning repentance. Jesus said, I tell you nay, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Chapter 13, verses 3 and 5. And we find also in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now there is a warning implied that those who do not come to repentance shall perish, that is, to be lost forever. Their souls will be lost forever. They will, as Jesus warns, according to Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, be cast into eternal punishment. There is also a great warning as regards confession. Paul made clear that we must confess with the mouth Jesus is Lord. This is prerequisite to salvation. But Jesus made clear in Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, that if you deny him before men, he will deny you before God. On the other hand, if you confess him before men, he will confess you before God the Father. And so here are warnings. They're not all the warnings. We'll have to continue this next time, for our time is gone today. But here are warnings to which every one of us must, if we are to be saved, pay very close attention. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very important study.